your right hand is changing somebody's life again. It is you. It is you. In his presence, we have come. I see help. 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 In the presence of the Lord. Change. I see change. Hey, I see change. I see change. I see change in the presence of the Lord. It is you. It is you. Change my life. It is you. God is present. I have come. Just receive your change and receive your help in his presence.
Thank you.
Father, we give you the praise. Thank you for the change. Thank you for the help. Thank you for the mercy. Somebody say, I receive it. I receive now. I receive now. Blessed be your name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you for a wonderful time in your presence. I know that God has taught people, healed people, touched people, delivered people. But in the course of the service, as the time permits, we shall be looking at what God has done. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly, as we begin to round off on the subject of character, godly character, in this month of overflowing grace and glory, true godly character. I am speaking this morning briefly, and I hope to conclude by the midweek service on the subject, the character of truth. That is sincerity. The character of truth. That is sincerity. In brackets, sincerity. That's right. Our objective in this study is to understand our calling unto truth. Also, to understand the manifestations of untruth, insincerity, or falsehood. The manifestations of untruth, insincerity, or falsehood. We'll understand our calling unto truth. We'll understand the manifestations of untruth, insincerity, or falsehood. And then we shall understand, thirdly, the profit of truth or sincerity. Psalm 119, verse 128. It said, therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. The teaching will be a bit bitey. It will not be too palatable. But truth is not palatable. The Bible makes the following things clear. Number one, the God we serve is the God of truth. Is the God of truth. Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. He said, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness, and also abundant in truth. Our God is abundant in truth. Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 16. He said that he who blessed himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. In the God of truth. That's the hook for me there. In the God of truth. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth. Key, the God of truth. The God we serve is the God of truth. Number two, Jesus Christ is the truth and teaches the way of God in truth. He is the truth and teaches the way of God in truth. John chapter 14 and in verse 6, Jesus speaking said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the truth. He teaches the way of God in truth. Number three, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He is the Spirit of truth. John chapter 14 verse 17. Of verse 16 and 17. John 14, 16 and 17. The Bible said, scripture speaking, he said, even the Spirit of truth. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. The Spirit of truth. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. Number four, children of God are called to walk in the truth. To walk in the truth. 2 John chapter 1 and in verse 4. We are called to walk in the truth. He said, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in the truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. So we have a commandment from the Father to walk in the truth. We are called to walk in the truth. Hallelujah. Number five. Satan the devil is the father of lies. The father of untruth. The scriptures make that very clear. John chapter 8 verse 44. He said, yeah, of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, is natural to him. For he is a liar and the father of it. You will enjoy listening to it from other translations. Good News Translation, the Living Bible, New Living Translation, the Message Bible. Can you give me all those translations in rapid succession? Message says, you are from your father the devil, and all you want to do is please him. He was a killer from the very start. He couldn't stand the truth because there wasn't a shred of truth in him. When the liar speaks, he makes it up out of his lying nature and fills the world with his lies. You belong to your father the devil, and he want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. For there is no truth in him. When he lies, he is speaking his native language. For he is a liar and the father of lies. How many of you have seen human beings like that? Not an atom of truth in them. I've met a guy like that. I've met many like that, but one in particular, very... No, that is, if he says 10 things, 11 are lies. Do you know the meaning of that? 11 are lies, because the next one he will say. That is almost like Satan incarnate, junior brother of devil. Reserve this, the other ones, till the next service. Native language. The fifth thing, that was number five. And number six, the destiny of all liars is the eternal flames of hell. Revelation chapter 21 and in verse 8. He said, verse 8, but the fearful and the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
That will never be our portion. May God help us never to be found there. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to identify for us, because we live in the world today that is choked with so many things. So many things have become so natural and so accepted that at times we don't even know what is wrong anymore. So let's identify the manifestations of untruth or insincerity or falsehood. And I'm going to look at maybe five of them in this service and five of them in the second service. Number one, I call it outright lies. Outright. This is where the person calls white black, black white. He tells stories that are not true. Outright lies. I told you how I sat in the aircraft some time ago in Abuja here. And I think we are going to Lagos or something. And a man sat there in the front class, the business or the, yes. And he was answering the phone call. Yes. Oh yes, I'm right now in Lagos. He's seated right there. He's sitting here. It's the manifestation of outright lies. In the university in those days, I had to pray for a young man. He said that no matter how hard he tries, if he opens his mouth, lies must come. He tells lies for play. And there are those today who live a life out of just lying. I came to your house yesterday. When? What time? Well, I'm just joking. Joke? I have paid for so and so for you. I have bought this and that for you. Really? Or I'm just playing. Outright lies. Number two is misinformation. This is the deliberate release of wrong or false information, untrue information. This is plenty in this internet age. Fabrications, where people will just fabricate things on the air and push it out on social media. And it's just moving WhatsApp from not a shred of truth. We have seen pictures on air and they say so and so incidents happen in so and so place. I will push it out to some of our members of the team. I say, please do a fact check on this information. And they will do a fact check. And they will say, yes, so this particular so-and-so thing happened, but it's not in 2024. It happened in the year 2015 in so-and-so country of the world. This was where this thing happened. This picture that is being presented as a recent happening in Nigeria happened in 2015 somewhere. But somebody picked it, brushed it, and is pushing it out with a very useless, nonsense, rubbish propaganda. A majority of most things that are pushed out on the internet most times as information are outright misinformations. And there are those who are specialists in that. It is their job to lie like their father the devil and deceive the world. So before you push anything that is pushed to you, find out whether it is true so that you are not found to be pushing lies. Am I communicating? You are not a part of advertising falsehood, saturating and disseminating misinformation. That is the age where there are people who live with it, who live by it. This is what they live by. That is the world we live in. Misinformation. Number three, part of misinformation also is half-truths. Once they know an information will be beneficial to somebody, they don't give it to them. Just have it. Misinformation. Am I communicating at all? And maybe there is someone now, this is coming to my mind very strong. I've seen young men who promise women marriage. As they are talking, they know they are lying. As they are talking, they know they are lying. And unfortunately, some sisters, they like very unreal things. Say, I'm just coming from America just now. He has not gone to Onisha. Wanted to go and sell a house in Dubai. He has not bought a room anywhere. I pray that the Lord will give us in this generation the spirit of discernment. The spirit of discernment. So that we can be delivered from agents of darkness. There are people, as they are talking to you, they know they are giving a promise they know they will never fulfill. They have no intention to fulfill it. It's possible, for one reason or the other, to make a promise and not keep it, for one reason or the other, not deliberately. But when you have the habit of deliberately breaking promises, you have a problem with lying. It's a problem. So we have that. Number three, it will get a little bit more serious. It's called falsification of results. False certificates. Or certificates acquired by malpractice. Very challenging. Many people have gone into university with certificates they didn't deserve. Exams they never wrote. Very, very terrible. It's a foundation that can haunt them for life. There are people who have used other people's names to go to school. Some use the other people's names and other people's state of origin or whatever to go to military or the Nigerian Defense Academy or something. They just wangle their way. And these people have a way of having crisis throughout their career. Because when the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? Am I communicating at all? You know, I told you to be a bit pinchy. In Nigeria today, there are so many people who have certificates, documents, that are not more valuable than toilet tissue because of how useless it is. A woman was telling me a story the other day, 3 days ago. Her daughter is graduated from the secondary school and it's time to go to the university. And then went to one of the universities, a private one, one of the universities. And then had good grades, good university grades, good everything, but didn't write the JAMB of this year. And they say, oh, the grades are good, but you need a JAMB. They say, okay, I don't have a JAMB of this year, but I wrote JAMB a year ago. They say, all right, let's see what can be done. And then somebody picks up the JAMB of how many years ago and begin to adjust the result of it to fit into this year and to try to see if admission can be worked. When the woman saw, he said, no, it's not this kind of admission I am looking for. My daughter is still young. She will remain at home for one more year and write a fresh JAMB. I said to her, congratulations. You are hearing well. Otherwise, you lay the foundation of the little girl on calamity. The foundation of her destiny. Anything God cannot give you, you don't need it. Anything truth cannot give you, you don't need. Am I communicating at all? You don't need at all. You don't need at all. But there is nothing God cannot give you. I pray, I prophesy upon you today. A change of story is coming your way. Somebody got a brother's result or somebody's result that had A1, A2, A3, all the biology, chemistry, physics, and then went into medical school with the result. That is the challenge. You can go to the medical school with somebody's result, but can you study medicine with somebody's brain? Challenge. First year, problem. Second year, problem. Third year, just jamming rock, jamming rock, jamming rock, jamming rock all the way. Beloved, these things are very, very necessary for us to know. And by the midweek service, we'll look at the consequences of these things. But they are necessary for us to know because of our life on the earth and also life in eternity. So, falsification of results is the third category. Number four right now. I hope I'm 1, 2, 3. Number four is, again, false measures. What the Bible calls false weights, measures, and balances. False weights, false measures, false balances. This is deceptive measuring standards that people use in business. Like I said before, you thought you were buying a basket full of tomatoes, not knowing that under the basket are stones. And they quickly pour it for you without allowing you to see what is under. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? And you have some very, very ripe and very juicy ones on top. And very dry and mortuary bound ones under it. Do you understand what I'm saying? The same thing with potato and all these kind of things. Somebody is there. You were buying petrol. Petrol. You thought that you bought fuel for 2,000 naira. Not knowing that it was 1,000 naira fuel they sold for you for 2,000. Because the meter was so adjusted. So it's running so fast you didn't know. Before you know it, your money has finished. These are the kind of things that people do so that profit can be plenty. But what shall he profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Somebody was saying the other day that from Nigeria here, they took crude oil to a port outside the country, somewhere across the country, somewhere in the world. What was measured here as the amount that was taken is different from what the people received there. What was measured here was maybe, I don't know, maybe 50% or how many percent lower than what was discharged there. So the difference in the amount went into somebody's pocket. False. What shall he profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? How many people have ever gone to eternity with $1 billion? When they buried it with them. And they carried it to go and bribe God. A judge that cannot be bribed. Carry it and go to God and say, Lord, I have come. Please let me make it. A judge that cannot be bribed. You can bribe men, but can you bribe God? Am I communicating at all? Somebody say loud amen. Anything God cannot give you. You see, all the billionaires in the Bible, they were not crooked to be rich. Abraham said, I will not take anything that is yours in case you say I made Abraham rich. The Bible says concerning Job, he was an upright man, a man who eschewed evil. And he became the greatest man of all the East. Jacob said, I have not taken what was torn by beast. I didn't return it back to you. I have not eaten your kid, your chicken. I didn't eat anything that is yours. That was how those people of the old succeeded and exploded. Beloved, we don't need to go through this route. Go through this route. What God cannot give you, you don't need. Am I communicating at all? What God cannot give you, you don't need. Where God cannot take you, you don't have to go there. And what God cannot do, let it remain undone. Somebody say aloud, amen. False measures, false weights, false balances. And then we have number five is cheating. Outright fraud. Cheating. That is where people fraudulently profit from others. unlawful profiting from others by trickery. Through tricks, they profit from others unlawfully. Am I communicating at all? You did business with them. They cheated you under your nose without your notice. They asked you to take staff to America, to take staff to UK. The extra code and the allowance, travel allowance that they gave to them, you divided it into two. You pocketed the other ones. Even those who didn't travel, you said they traveled. I heard of a head of organization, what do you call it now? One of the organizations who told these people to go and sign that they traveled. Just sign that you traveled, and he collected all the money. What can he profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? Somebody says you help him build a house. You build a house for 25 million, and he paid you 55 million. He says you should build it for him directly. It's not contract. He's giving you money to build house for him directly by direct labor. By the time you finish building, he will pay you. He will give you money. You cheated him. And you build a house for 25 million. You told him 55 million. That is, you took 30 million. Then he appreciated you again with another 10 million. Not knowing that you have cheated him. You know the way people live as if they don't have a heart. One man in our office told me, a member of this church told me the other day, how somebody sent him money to buy him property and land and everything. And the person had talked to other people and they gave him the price. The person talked to him and he gave the person the price. And when he bought the price, he realized that he negotiated further and bought it like 10 to 15 million less. After he finished, he made a call to the man and said, excuse me, sir, you have a change of 15 million with me. The man said, what? What did you say? He said, oh, yes, I further negotiated and I realized that I could get it for about 10 to 15 million less. The man said, you mean it? The guy said, I'm coming. Before he could realize, he has wired the money to him. Wow. People like this still exist. All right, for your information, I'm sending you this. And then beyond that, it's like me and you are hooked for life. Whatever I need to do, you will do it for me. That's how life is. That's how life should be. That 15 million can block your 15 billion. That is to come in the future. Am I communicating at all? Outright cheating. And people are just so expert in this. You can never increase by reducing another. Nobody will ever be able to increase in life by reducing another person. You know, the corruption problem in Nigeria, the corruption problem in Nigeria is both a problem of leadership and followership. It takes corrupt followership to encourage the existence of corrupt leadership. Because somebody has to pay, he pays you to vote for him. And you collected his evil, wicked, occultic money. Otherwise, why should, if you are qualified, if you know you have what to deliver, why should you pay people to vote you? Why should you? It's only because you are a liability, a retired, expired cargo. Someone who will be good for nothing, good for nothing, good for nothing. You can't rule your life. Mentality upside down. You hate the nation to the point where you want to impose your failed self on the whole nation. You have to pay people because you have nothing to offer. If you have something to offer, people will almost pay you to be their leader. Almost. Almost. They will almost pay you. Almost beg you. Almost spend their own resources. No need to bribe anybody. No need to. And this is the season where people must refuse to be bribed. This is the season where people must refuse to be bribed and refuse to collect anything just because somebody wants to get into power. From stolen money, use it to bribe people and then give you a meal for one day and then oppress you for the next 4 to 8 years. Kill you on, you can't go to farm because of killers that they hired and brought upon the nation to help them in election. Who remained on the ground after election? Anybody who wants the evil we are in to continue, God deal with them and their generation. Anybody who wants the evil that this land in to continue, God deal with them and their generation. Nothing is going to work this time around. Only the will of God will happen. Hire fake bishops. Hire on fake bishops. Hire anyone you want, hire. Fake on fake. Impactless, irrelevant bishops. Hire anyone you want. Anyone you want, hire. Fake on fake. Impactless, irrelevant. Go to the street, pay money to talks, pay money to everybody, anything you want. But I said, it takes corruption of leadership goes hand in hand with corruption of followership. It's time for the followership to say no more. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Give the Lord a big clap and take your seat. That will never be your portion. Please, I want to beg you. There is neat money coming for the church. Neat money. Neat money. Neat money. Neat money, neat money, neat money, neat money coming, 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 and you will not be left out. Thank you, Father. Don't let one apple corrupt your garden. Adam, don't let one fruit destroy your future. Adam ate one fruit that he was not meant to eat. And that was the end of his possession of the Garden of Eden. He ate one fruit he was not meant to eat. And God said, move out of the garden. Don't eat anything again at all. I gave you the garden and you have decided to leave the garden and go and eat the fruit. Leave everything. Don't let 1 million finish your 1 billion. There is a future for you. Don't let the present destroy it. Esau ate the fruit and ate the food that he was not meant to eat. Or he sold his birthright to eat. And his future was lost. Your own future shall not be lost. You believe that, say a loud amen. You believe that, say a loud amen. You believe that, shout the loud most. Amen. Very, very quickly this morning, what is the profit of truth? Number one, truth guarantees. Alright, number one, prophet of truth, the guarantee of divine presence. The guarantee of divine presence. Psalm 15 verse 1 to 2. Psalm 15 verse 1 to 2. Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and walketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that speaketh the truth in his heart. He that speaketh the truth in his heart. He that speaketh speaketh the truth in his heart. He that speaketh the truth in his heart. Speaketh the truth in his heart. You want to dwell in God's presence? Speak the truth from your heart. Proverbs chapter 145 and in verse 18. Sorry, Psalm 145, 18, if you can get across to that. Just a moment. Hallelujah. The guarantee of his presence. Number two. All right. Do you have it there? The Lord is near unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth. If you are a man, you are not faking it. You are calling upon God in truth. You are guaranteed the presence of God. When you appear, people feel God. And that presence of God is what is called the anointing. Number two is the guarantee of the grace of God. The grace of God. Men of truth are men of grace. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 24. Ephesians chapter 6, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Everyone who is loving and serving God in sincerity will never lack grace. Will never lack grace. Will never lack grace. Anywhere you find truth, you must find grace. John chapter 1 verse 17. He said, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth. Everywhere you find truth, you find grace. Everywhere you find truth, you find grace. When God has engraced you, you are free from disgrace. When God has engraced you, he has graced you. So if you want to be a man who carry grace, walk in truth. When you walk in lies, you are disconnected from grace. When you walk in lies, you are set for disgrace. When you walk in lies and in falsehood, it is not possible to see the presence of God. And the presence of God is the anointing. And the presence of God is what excuses the presence of evil. Somebody say aloud, amen. The guarantee of the grace of God. Number three. Is the guarantee of divine preservation. Truth preserves. It preserves. I believe it was Psalm 101 verse 7. Where he said, he that walketh deceit shall not dwell in my house. So you want to dwell in my house? Walk in truth. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Not just shall not tarry in my sight, but has no future. He expires on time. Truth guarantees preservation. Preservation. In 1 Kings chapter 20 verse 1 to 6, 1 Kings chapter 20 verse 1 to 6, you remember how? Alright, move. 2 Kings. Rather. In those days, Hezekiah was sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth, in truth, in truth, in truth. Remember, I walked with. The first thing Hezekiah told God, when prophecy came that he was going to die, he said, Lord, I have not pretended. I walk before you in truth. I have lived in truth. I am not living a lie. And with a perfect heart. And I have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept so. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, turn again, tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of thy father, I have said thy prayer, I have seen your tears, and I will heal you. And in 3 days' time, you will go back to the temple, to the house of the Lord. What was his selling card? Some time before, he said to God, only the living shall praise you. Tonight, here he's saying, I have walked before you in truth. One of the things that preserved his life, that made sure the devil didn't take him out before his time, was he walked before God in truth.
truth preserves. For you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I speak to somebody here. You shall not be cut short before your time. Truth shall preserve your life. Say aloud, amen. Say the loudest amen.
You remember the man who came and told David a lie, that he was the one who killed Saul. David killed him. What killed that man? Lie. He died at the frequency of lies.
You will fulfill your days. Somebody say aloud, amen. Say after me, I shall fulfill my days.
That was number three. Number four, the guarantee of divine responsibility and assignment. God gives assignment to the sincere, the truthful. The guarantee of divine responsibility and assignment. God gives assignment and responsibility to the truthful. Exodus 18 and in verse 21. Exodus 18 verse 21. The Bible said, Exodus 18 verse 21. Moreover, you shall provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth. Men of truth. They are not double-tongued. They are not truth breakers. They are not promise breakers. They are not unreliable, undependable. These are the kind of people that you are to choose. They hate covetousness. They are not, they can't be bribed. They can, you can't buy them. Money is not their God. Place such over the people to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds and rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. Let them be people of truth. Let them be people who are not buyable. They 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 are not buyable. If you can be bought, it means your life has a price. You have a price. There's no politician who can look at our eyes and say, can you help me or assist me, and this is the price. I will curse you first. Just curse you from your head to your toe. Because there is nothing you can give me, my God can give me. And nothing you can give me, I cannot give myself. Bastard, useless, nonsense devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There are people, their God is their belly. God is their belly. God is their belly. Buy. Say, take money and help me do this. How? Why? What do you? One American came one day, lady, tall, very arrogant. Said, I've come from America, speaking American English, and I've come here to see if the church has any need that we can help. I look at her, say, see, if you have a need, tell us, we'll help you. We help thousands of people all the time. We don't go about looking for money, beg for money, or ask people for money. You have a need, tell us. The pride broke and she disappeared. You are telling lion whether you want to kill meat for it. Are you following what I'm saying? I want you to come to the point of dignity where you are not buyable. You are not buyable. You are the point of dignity where you are not buyable. You are not buyable. You are not buyable. You are not buyable. When they see you around their corner, it is for their benefit, not yours. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. You want God to take you serious. Be sincere. Sincere in words. Sincere in financial resources. Be sincere. Be sincere. I've done official trips that necessitated the return of official money. And it has been done. Not once, not twice, not thrice. My wife traveled one day. She helps us
to oversee the finances of our family because I have too many things to do with my life that I don't have time. Even if you can't catch me, you can't catch one naira in my pocket. I don't have the time to be sorting out money. So when she traveled, I realized that I didn't have CC in my possession anywhere. So while I was looking, I saw like 3,000 around the bedside. I didn't know what the 3,000 was for. Who kept it and what it is. It's in my bedroom, our bedroom. But I need to know who has the 3,000 and what it was meant for. So I called her where she was. I said, there is 3,000 here. I need to do something, but is it possible I can use it? She said, the money is yours now. This is the point. I am the owner of the house. I am the owner of the wife. I am the owner of the table. I am the owner of where. Yet I am asking from somebody under me. Just to be sure that the wrong money is not spent in the wrong direction. I'm not talking theory. Very, very. If you want God to ask. You see, the reason why some people are looking at us and saying, oh, these people have big money. They built big churches. They must have gotten a lot of money. It's because if God put them in charge of what God has helped us over these 20-something years, they will be babam barawos. Big thief. They can't imagine that money can pass through your people, somebody's hand and you did, and you have not built estate in your family, in your village. You have not done this, you have not done that, you have not done that. We were administering millions and hundreds of millions when we still lived in rented house for 13 years and a half. Built churches everywhere. We forgot that we didn't have a house. Do you understand what I'm saying? When we paid money for the first land in Abuja here, and I was in one room, self-contained, with many people in that one room, he could have rented us, given us a house anywhere. The money we used for the church at that time. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I'm not trying to say anything to blow any trumpet, but examples help us understand principles. We say it. If you want God to take you serious, be sincere. In word, be sincere. In resources, be sincere. If you want God to handle anything serious into your hands, so that he can be sure that that thing is safe. Because anybody that can be bought with money can negotiate away anything. Today is a new day for somebody. If you are the one, say loud, amen. If you are the one, say louder, amen. If you are the one, shout the loud most, amen. Divine responsibility. Alright, so we have the guarantee of divine presence. The guarantee of the grace of God. The guarantee of divine preservation. The guarantee of divine responsibility and assignment. And number 5. Supernatural open doors. Truth can open doors. Truth is a door opener. In Isaiah chapter 26 and in verse 2, he said, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Lies can make someone to appear like he has speed, but that is the speed of death. It doesn't last. Truth, when you walk in it, it might appear as if you are a bit delayed. But ultimately, when your speed comes, those with lies cannot catch up. Archbishop Benson in the House of Blessed Memory said, he said, truth and lie will be running race. Lie may appear to be leading initially, But truth will eventually overtake it. And lie cannot see the brake light of truth. Stand up on your feet, people.
Don't be intimidated by the life of those who appear not to be doing the truth. And it appears like they are succeeding. Don't be intimidated by that. Just uphold what you know to be true.
Hallelujah.
One day, I was to travel home. And my mother told someone, she said,
he's going to come home today. And the person said, are you sure? And she said to the person, go to sleep. If he tells you he's coming, he's on his way. And I arrived. And she said, didn't I tell you?
Do people around you, what is their testimony about your word? The people around you, your mother, your father, your brother, your wife, your employees, the people you interact with, what is their testimony about what you say? How many of you know that your word is your what? Your word is what? Your worth.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Even God himself, his word equal to him. So your word equals you. Do you know the meaning of this? If your word does not matter, you don't matter. It's just a matter of time. I want this thing to sink into your head. If your word does not matter, you will never matter. It will only be a matter of time. If your word does not matter, you will not matter. It's just a matter of time. If you can't say it and somebody can hold to it and say he said it, so it will happen. If your word does not matter, you will never matter. It is just a matter of time. If your word does not count, you cannot count in your generation. You can't count. You can't be counted upon. There's no way you can be counted. Somebody said some time ago concerning a leader in this country. He said, when they say good morning, look at your time. It may be afternoon. Those leaders died irrelevant. Some of them in the military era. They died. Some are still alive, but totally irrelevant.
If your word does not matter, you will never matter.
If you are appearing important now, it's only a matter of time.
Why is it that God matters? Forever, O God, thy word is settled. Is settled. Is settled. Is settled.
Why is he God? I am the Lord because I change not. I lie not. If I can lie, I am not God. If I can change, then I am not God.
So before you say it, calculate it well, whether you mean it. Before you promise it, calculate it well, whether you will keep it. It's better not to say it than to say it and you didn't mean it. Better take your time and say, give me a little more time. Let me think about what you want me to promise you or to agree with you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. I believe somebody is blessed this morning. You received something this morning. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate God. We'll take like a few minutes of prayer. Father, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Be glorified. Be honored. Be adored. Be worshipped. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your almightiness. We praise you. In Jesus' precious name. Can I have the prayer points right here? John chapter 14 and in verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 17. Now, everybody read it, one, two, go. Let's start from verse 16. From verse 16. Everybody read it to go. One, two, go. I'll pray the Father. The Spirit of Truth. Lift up your voice and pray after me and say, Father,
Father,
I ask today
for the fresh baptism
of the Spirit of Truth.
I ask today
for a fresh baptism
of the Spirit of Truth.
I receive freedom
from every trace
of falsehood.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
I ask for a fresh baptism of the Spirit of Truth.
I receive freedom
from every trace of falsehood, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
I receive freedom
from every trace of falsehood.
Mashada Gayana.
Let us separate
Let us say Gagada.
Let us say Gagada.
I receive the fresh baptism of the Spirit of Truth.
I receive freedom
from every trace of falsehood.
Oh Lord,
in Jesus' precious name. Say the loudest amen. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21. Obadiah chapter 1 from verse 17. Everybody read it, one to go. But upon Mount Zion and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Say, Father,
we ask
that you will give
everyone
their expectation
in service
today.
In the name of Jesus,
we ask
that no one
will return back
the same, Lord,
in Jesus' name.
Father,
we ask
that you will give
everyone
their expectation
in service
today.
In the name of Jesus,
we ask
that no one
will return back
the same way, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' precious name. Isaiah chapter 25 and in verse 7. Isaiah chapter 25. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering that is cast over all the people, and the veil that spread over all nations. So I'm going to ask. Every veil cast over Nigeria. Now, it happened in 2015 election, where the whole nation was busy campaigning in favor of terrorism. That's the easiest way to put it. Campaigning in favor of terrorism. The whole nation. And as they stepped into the rule, 4 years, 4 years, what they are seeing? Elders who knew history forgot. Elders who knew history, they forgot. It's called corporate bewitchment. A corporate enchantment. National witchcraft. People were busy pushing on social media, stations, all manner, until everybody entered one chance vehicle as a country. Kidnap like water. Terrorism like fire. And they kill, and they will say, we are the one who did it. And nobody will say, arrest those who did it. It will not happen another time. It will not happen. The Bible says, affliction shall not rise up what?
will not happen another time. No, no witchcraft will work another time.
Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask that you will destroy every demonic, occultic, and witchcraft covering and veil cast and spread over our nation to confuse the minds of people in this forthcoming election season. We command this veil, we command this covering to be set on fire, destroyed by fire. Now! Open your mouth and pray. We ask Father to destroy every demonic occultic witchcraft covenant and veil that is cast and spread over our nation to confuse the minds of people in this forthcoming election season. We command them destroyed by the fire of the Spirit. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, let them be destroyed by the fire of the Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, so shall it be. Jeremiah chapter 51 and in verse 25. Say, behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountains, saith the Lord, which destroyest all the earth. I will stretch out my hand upon you and roll thee down from the rocks. I will make thee a burnt mountain. Every high place and their priest, every altar that is set up to enchant against Nigeria, we declare them set on fire. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask that every altar, or high priest, in the witchcraft, occulty, or water realms, positioned to antagonize, frustrate the agenda of God for our nation in this season, be set on fire. In the name of Jesus, we ask that every altar, every high priest, in the witchcraft, occulty, or water realms, positioned to antagonize and frustrate the agenda of God for our nation in this season. I command you, we command you, be set on fire. Now, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name,
we are going to ask, Father, in this, let their dollars fail. Money most times is a transaction. When some people give you money, or you receive money, you transacted your soul. Most times, people don't know. There are people who have given money in the village, and the last time they gave money to somebody, that was the end of their construction there. There are also people who gave money to other people and exchanged their mind. Some people you think are politicians are magicians. Diabolic, deep diabolism. But it will fail this time around. In Genesis chapter 47 verse 15. Genesis 47 verse 15. Everybody read the first line. Want to go? And when money failed in the land. Stop there. Money can fail. They will have the millions to bribe everybody, but it will fail. It will fail. Trillions to bribe people, it will fail.
Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that the money, that money will fail the occulted, wicked, and evil politicians who use evil money to manipulate and rig their way into leadership. In this season, we decree that their evil, wicked, and corrupt money shall fail in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we ask that money will fail the occultic, wicked, and evil politicians who use evil money to manipulate and rig their way into leadership. In this season, we decree that their evil, wicked, and corrupt money shall fail in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. It shall fail. It shall fail. It shall fail. We are that the money will fail your country. The wicked, the evil politicians who use evil money to manipulate and rig their way into leadership. In this season, we decree that your money, evil money, wicked money, corrupt money shall fail in the name of Jesus. Their money shall fail. In Jesus' precious name, so shall it be. Lift up your hands and just worship Him. Somebody with an affliction on the right hand side of the chest, the Lord is healing you right now. Whether it's a pain, whether it's a growth, whether it's a tumor, lift your hands, close your eyes, and be in an attitude and atmosphere of receiving. Master, we give you the praise. I see tumors and cancers dissolving right now. Deafness in the right ear. Ear is opening right now. Kidney condition is getting healed right now. Ovarian cyst and blocked fallopian tube is getting open right now. It's getting healed right now. Hormonal imbalance with the flow of breast milk. You are not breastfeeding. Not even married in one case here. But the breast milk flow right now, it is dried up in the name of Jesus. The demon of asthma is being arrested right now. Lift up your hands and your voice and tell the Lord, I receive my testimony. I receive my testimony. Lift your hands. The spirit of near success syndrome is under arrest right now. Spirit wives, spirit husbands are being arrested right now. Ancestral generational curses, the demons of masquerade are being arrested right now. Zigalagayaya, that spirit of labor without reward. I declare your yoke is broken right now. Labor without reward is broken right now. Lift your hands and somebody is receiving a fresh fire of impartation. Will you lift your hands high?
Lift your hands high.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are and receive your miracles, your healings, your deliverance, and all the things mentioned just now. Lift your hands, and at the count of three, you scream, I receive it. Receive it. That right ear deafness opening, receive your healing again. Lift your hands high. The tumor, the cancers that are living right now, the deafness in the right ear, the kidney problem being healed, the ovarian cyst, the blood fallopian tube, hormonal imbalance with the breast milk flow, the asthma. Lift your hands and receive it right now. Receive it right now. The near success syndrome, the failure at the edge of breakthrough, the spirit husband and spirit wife at attack on your life, the generational curse, the masquerade spirit, deliverance from it, labor without reward. Shikagalaya yatalaya, and fresh power, fresh fire impartation. Lift your hands and receive it now. At the count of three, in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive, 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 receive. Receive. Receive, 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 receive. In Jesus' precious name, wave your hands and give the Lord the praise. He has heard and answered us. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, wave your hands and give him the praise. How many of you have been blessed this morning? The word is very piercing, and then the atmosphere of God's presence. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph.